Case number 10906, Robert H. and Maxine M. Savage, east of Road 22B, Morris Avenue extended approximately 1,027 feet north of Rock Hill Road. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Savage 4143, Morris Avenue, looking over.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, all truth, nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I'm asking for a variance.
Good evening, sir. That's fine.
Good evening. I'm asking for a variance for a room I built on. I built a room, a bedroom on, because of health problems. And I didn't know about the 40 foot from the road. I am now, I think it was 28 feet from the road, which the dwelling is originally 12 foot from the road. So I'm back farther than the dwelling.
Right.
So.
Need a 11, need a 12 foot variance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you get pictures with your packet?
Yes.
Yes.
You did, okay.
I think we did. Oh, yeah.
On your survey, it says state took away 20 feet for the road right of way.
No, it's a little bit more than 20 foot. It's 28 foot. I measured it.
28 feet through there.
An original dwelling is 12 foot from the road, so I am back farther than the dwelling. And I didn't realize about the 40 foot.
So your addition was on the rear, not the front?
No, right. Yes.
But because of adding on, that that made the county look at the entire structure?
Yeah, well, yes, I guess so.
Because you didn't add on to the front where you need the variance?
No, I didn't add on the front. I had on the back. I made it, kind of made it even with the house in the back. Because of older house, you know.
You understand what happened here?
Really? Not really, because okay. Tell you the reason why, because of, like I said, the house is on the road, it's only 12 foot from the road. And I'm back more than that.
As the house sat,
right.
It was non-conforming, it was built in 1914.
Right.
Okay. So it was non-conforming, and then the ordinance came about in 1970, and
right, I understand.
And everything's good until you decide to make a change. And once you decide to make a change, it doesn't matter if you're adding on to the front, back, sides, whatever, anything that no longer meets that setback.
Right. I wasn't aware of that.
That's why.
Yeah.
So given that, that makes that unique, doesn't it?
Yes, it is.
Very unique.
Very unique.
Tell us about the rest of the neighborhood and the character of the neighborhood and how this affects it.
The original houses are on the same, even with that.
Mm-hmm.
And what I put the addition on is on the north side of the house, and there is no houses there. Like I've had, I don't know, like 3.2 acres it is.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no one can come on that side because it's a graveyard over there.
Okay.
And like there's no one in front of me because it's a field there.
So. All right.
And that shopping center runs all the way down in front of your property, down back on 22B.
Right.
From one end to the other. There's nobody they can build in front of you. Okay.
You obtained the permit and did the work yourself, is that correct?
No, I had a contractor did it. He said he wasn't aware of that neither because he thought I could come out to the existing into the house,
mm-hmm.
You know.
And who was your contractor?
Shockley Brothers.
Do you have your address?
No, I don't. He lives in Slot Neck. I think he's on his own now, really. I think the rest of them retired or something.
Okay.
It's unique to me because it's a bedroom downstairs, and I'm getting older. My wife has heart problems, and I wasn't aware of it. I just need a variance.
Oh, okay. Okay. Are there, excuse me, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, two, three. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think in this situation, the applicant's request certainly adjusts or addresses the uniqueness. It can't be developed in strict conformity. It's the request isn't for the side of the property that is in question, but for the opposing side. The applicant can't, it's not his fault that the ordinance was changed after the house was built, and his request doesn't apply to, again, that one side of the house where this ordinance is being applied, and therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. We've heard testimony that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and obviously a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 10906.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 10906. All those in favor of the motion, the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Good night. Sir.